Hello.
Hello, is that James?
Hello, yeah, speaking.
Hi, James, this is Francisco. I'm calling from Chile, from Rock and Pop Radio. We had a phoner now.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm driving, so I've got you on speakerphone, so can you hear me all right?
Okay, that's all right. No worries.
Hey, this is James from Temples. You're listening to Rock and Pop 94.1.
Are you in London now?
No. I live in, not far from Kettering, where we all grew up.
Is there a problem for you to be driving now and talk, or you want to pull over?
No, it's fine. I've got you on speakerphone, so it's absolutely fine. It's legal, yeah.
Okay, cool. We met when you came to Chile. I was the journalist waiting just right after the show, pestering you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had the chance to listen to the new album, and sounds really, really interesting. I would like to know, because sound structures, you produce sound structures, and now you repeat the experience. Any reason in particular? Not very convinced of the producers around?
No, I think it's, it's not through default. It's certainly through wanting to do it. The way that I write songs is very much, the production's very much involved in it, so it would seem a shame to like get a song to a level and then go, right, let's go into a studio and produce it, because sometimes that filters out the kind of beauty of it, you know, becomes more compromised between someone else's view of it, you know. And we have that with the band, you know, we all like throw ideas at each other, so we kind of do it that way, and it seems to work, you know. Some structures we did that way, and we got to tour the world. So we thought, you know, why change something when it seems to have served us well?
Right, so it's a way of keeping the essence of Temples.
Yeah, and you know, we're like, you know, an indie band on independent labels, and it's the homegrown kind of home DIY thing feels right for us, you know.
All right. And now how about the songwriting? Because in the previous album, you and Thomas were involved in the songwriting. Are more members of the band now involved in the songwriting?
Three of us, yeah. Adam's wrote two songs on this record, which is great. You know, I mean, we always knew Adam had, he's always been writing, and he's quite prolific in the amount that he writes. He writes a lot more music than all of us. But, you know, it was a case of choosing the ones that felt right for the band. But yeah, and then Tom's writing as well. This time, you know, it wasn't that different. We all wrote individually and then brought it, you know, to the studio, so to speak.
I was reading one of the things you said about this new album, and you said that you had the process, you had to experience the process of implementing all the stuff you learned after Sound Structures. How was that process?
Yeah, well, I think you learn certain ways of, you know, writing and creating sound. I think what we learned on the first record, there was like things that we didn't want to do on this record that we knew exactly what they were on the first record. You know, like, first record is very lo-fi sounding, and this record is, you know, higher fidelity. So if you listen to this record and Sound Structures through a speaker system with a subwoofer, you'll notice there's a lot more thought that's gone into the bottom edge of the bass on the new record. And that was something that was consciously done. You know, we wanted to, in the same way that great hip-hop records sound big, we wanted that sound without sounding like a pop band, you know?
Okay, I understand, yeah. And
we didn't want to sound like that, you know?
Right. Sound Structures had a certain magic, hard to describe, and you had to listen to it and perceive it. Can we find something similar like that now in Volcano, for example, this time?
Well, you tell me. What do you think?
I think there is definitely a next. You went to the next level with this.
Yeah. Well, I think Sound Structures should sound like, you know, that sounds like an album as far as it has a sonic quality. This record is no different. It has a different identity to it, you know. It's obviously it's still Temples, you know, it's what we sound like, but it has, you know, its own atmosphere. For instance, the drum sound is prominent throughout, and also kind of doesn't really go too far from the core drum sound, in the same way that first record has a drum sound and it doesn't really steer away from it for the whole record, without it sounding just the same though throughout, you know.
All right. And I realized that there are more like pipes in this album, or something similar. Did you have that in mind, or was just a studio idea? I mean, did you have that in mind before recording a second album?
Yeah, well, we wanted to, you know, play around with our sonic, you know, palette. And I think there's as much well-tuned guitar on this record as the first. But we've done it in such a way that sometimes the guitar might sound like a synthesizer, and sometimes the synthesizer will sound like a bass, and vice versa. We wanted to really blend those worlds. It's almost, trick you a little bit, you know? So people get a shock when they see us play Certainty live, and the main riff in it is guitar and synth. You know, the guitar is very much a synthetic sound, even though it's just fuzz pedals and vibrato and you know, EQ.
Okay. James, I have a last question. You played in South America 2 years ago. Were you surprised of being so popular in this part of the world? And any chances to come back?
Well, yeah, we're surprised anywhere that we go when, you know, we have fans. But, you know, South America has a huge musical culture, you know, going back. And it's very, you know, I reckon music's very much in the South American blood, you know. So it doesn't surprise me that people would like our music, you know, because I think at the end of the day, like, a lot of our tunes you can dance to and have a good time to, you know, without it being some cheesy pop song, you know.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you, mate. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.